Researcher claims hospital consultation was misleading. A leading policy researcher has criticised the NHS consultation on St Peter's Hospital as an attempt to mislead the public. Dr Peter Levin, a social policy expert and former lecturer at the London School of Economics, claims the Mid and South Essex Integrated Care Board's document seems to say that all possibilities are open. He said, however, all options involving keeping St Peter's Hospital open were ruled out by a task force very early in their work. No one seems to have asked, what do we see if we look at St Peter's Hospital building and site as an opportunity? Dr Levin, who previously investigated a community hospital closure in Cornwall, studied the ongoing St Peter's consultation after he was alerted to it by Heybridge councillor Nick Spenceley. Dr Levin added, St Peter's Hospital appears to have been deliberately allowed to run down. If that had not been the case, the faulty roofs would have been dealt with at a manageable cost. He argues that the business case for the proposal does not show an understanding of the role of intermediate care in community hospitals. This, he says, provide essential stages for patients in a process, their care journey from the acute hospital where they have been treated to their home. He believes that Maldon's increasing over 65 population makes this need for step-down care even more acute. Dr Levin added, there has to be more to public participation than inviting lay people to have your say after crucial decisions have already been taken. The Mid and South Essex Integrated Care Board stated that the consultation aims to discuss how the NHS can best serve our growing population of 1.2 million people. They continue to remind the public that changes to St Peter's are not a done deal and encourage residents to participate in the consultation until it ended on Thursday, April the 4th.